Today we're here to announce the establishment of a statewide Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics. We modeled this academy after the Academy at Western Kentucky University, the Gatton Academy, which has been designated as one of the most successful high schools in the United States of America. Why can't we do that at Morehead State University? Well, of course we can.
Morehead State University President Dr. Wayne Andrews promises to bring in the best and brightest high school students from across the Commonwealth to the Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics, a residential dual-credit high school program for juniors and seniors. The academy is set to open to students in fall of 2015. Andrews says the institution will help bolster the economy of Eastern Kentucky in time.
I'm excited about the opportunities that this presents to our institution, for the Commonwealth, and most importantly for Eastern Kentucky. One of the things we know, a lot of our children are not going to venture too far from home.
The idea for the academy began during a meeting between Andrews and Kentucky Senate President Robert Stivers. Andrews says the meeting took place about a year and a half ago.
And he said to me, he said, I think we should have the equivalent of a Gatton Academy at Morehead State University. What do you think? I said, yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea. He said, well, I think we could make that happen.
And as the president said, I think this is something that is going to be a game changer. If you want to make a difference in Eastern Kentucky, we want to talk about SOAR, we want to talk about how we can do systemic changes, this is the way you do it.
Andrews says House Speaker Greg Stumbo also fought hard for the idea. The program is funded entirely by the state of Kentucky and private support. Stivers, along with House Majority Floor Leader Rocky Atkins, joined Andrews and Hazard native Joe Kraft at the announcement of the Kraft Academy. Joe Kraft, for whom the program is named, donated $4 million, the largest monetary gift in MSU history, to get the ball rolling.
This is definitely about the students that are going to benefit from this program. As Dr. Andrews talked to me about his university and his vision, it's all about students first, and that's the way it needs to be, and that's what we're here to celebrate. And I can't wait, look, when everybody else retires to see, to come back and see the success and what it does.
Kraft recalls his time as a student in Hazard and how it led to his revelation about the importance of an education to an individual and their community.
Back in 1964, but I can remember when President Johnson came to Inez and trying to sell to the young people that we couldn't take care of ourselves, that we had too many disadvantages and that the government was here to help us. And I was fortunate to have people around me that said, you can't listen to that. You know, God put you on this earth to make a difference in people's lives, and you've got to take individual responsibility to be all you can be. And number one and foremost, you've got to get a good education.
However, Kraft says an education can only take a person so far, and that they'll have to use hard work to take them the rest of the way. Once the academy starts in 2015, 60 juniors will be enrolled, with 60 more following them in 2016, for a grand total of 120 students. The university is still exploring housing options for the high schoolers, but regardless of where they live, one thing is certain: they are coming to Morehead State University. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Joshua Grandison.